Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio for Monday, July 18, 2011. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we have two phenomenal guests that's going to be on the show this evening. So we want you to sit back and relax as we get into Word Sexy Radio. Radio as we go forth in our show this evening. We had a little technical difficulty there, but we'll be all right. So we're going to go start, and we have two special guests that's going to be on the show this evening. We have two phenomenal authors. One, we have Miss Angie Daniels, who is a phenomenal author who has more than 20 books out, and we'll be talking to her. And we also have Miss Cherry Johnson, who has a couple of books out, and she has been around. As you know, she's an author and one that is out in the movies, and she does all kinds of things. So we'll be talking to both of the ladies here in just a second. And what I like to do right now is I'm going to have them both come on, and I'm going to have each one introduce themselves. So, Angie, you go first, and then we'll have Cherry.
Well, this is Angie Daniels, and you just introduced me, so I have nothing else to say.
Well, I mean, you got to give them more, because you know why? I know I gave a lot, and I didn't want my music to go off like it did like that, because I was trying to finish it out. But anyway, what I want you to do right now is just kind of give the audience, because I know everybody knows who you are, but still we want to kind of give the audience a chance to get the words from you who you are and, you know, what you're doing. Okay. And then we'll go from there. So.
All right. Well, I'm Angie Daniels. I've been writing since probably 2000, 2001. I've written for Genesis Press, Kamani, which is a Harlequin line, Defina for their romance. And currently I'm doing a lot of books that I'm self-publishing myself. I'm doing the e-book.
Okay. All right. So you've been around for a while.
Been around for a while.
Okay. Now, Cherry, now we know you've been around. And your fame is mostly, I guess most people may know you from the movies and the TV series and stuff. But kind of give people a chance to know who you are and tell us what you're doing.
Absolutely. I'm known as everybody's favorite best friend from TV shows like Punky Brewster and Family Matters. I have a new movie out that I wrote, produced, and starred in called I Do, I Did. The past 6 years, that's what I've been doing. I've been producing films. I am a new author. I'm on a new quality publishing with Mr. J.M. Benjamin. This year, I was lucky enough to win the Reader's Choice Award by the AAMBC for my first novel, Around the World Twice. I also have out my poetry book, which is called Two Different Walks of Life, and I got another one coming for you guys real soon called Peaches and Cream.
Okay, all right. Okay, now that everybody's had a chance, I think my co-host is here, DV. Mr. DV, are you there?
That's me, man. You know,
I got you, brother.
It's master let me off of work late, so I had to come in late.
But that's okay. So, DV, if you could right now kind of introduce yourself to the two guests and let them know who you are, and then we can go from there.
Hello, ladies. This is Cherry and Angie. My name is DV. I'm also an author. I've published two novels. Both of them erotic theme novels. So, you know, I'm not in the company of Angie yet, but, you know, I'm getting it. Currently, I'm residing in Houston, Texas, and right now I'm in the process of publishing my third book, which is an anthology, and it's called Untapped, and it's a series of erotic firsts. So that's where I am now.
Okay. Now, let me set the stage for Word Sexy Radio. Cherry's been on here before, so she knows we can get wild. But I must let you know, Angie, the way this show works is, this is Grown Folks Radio. We say what the fuck we want to say. There's no bleeping. We do whatever the hell we want to on this show. So if you got to say something, and if you have to explain it in an explicit manner, if you talk that way or not, doesn't matter. If you have to explain it that way, we don't mind. It doesn't get bleeped out. So, and I know because we're sexy radio, a lot of times we talk about sex and stuff, but that not necessarily has to be the whole subject of the show. So we're going to start with you, and we're going to see, you know, the latest book you have out now and you know, kind of talk about that. So can you kind of give us a background on that and what you're doing, you know, as far as that goes?
Oh, right now, I've recently been re-releasing some of my old books, is what I'm trying to do now.
Let's talk about
I got the rights back to several of my books, and now that I have the rights, I'm re-releasing them as e-books, since that's such a huge market right now.
Yes, it is.
And I have a series, the Beaumont series, which is currently 5 books that I plan on adding to. I have a whole series of books that I'm calling the series Naughty Nibbles, and those are like 100.
Right, so Naughty Nibbles, you're on the right motherfucking show. So, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like a little, you know, erotic revisit or recap of your characters, an opportunity to see what's been going on, and you know, since they got married, kind of thing.
Okay. All right, well, now I'm going to be going back and forth, and DV is going to be asking questions as well, so y'all got to get ready, ladies, because we got 90 minutes of this. So, now, Cherry, now, you know the controversy that's going on with you, with your book, our movie, or what it was the scene where you did the kiss with the girl and all that stuff. Explain that, because you know everybody got that shit fucked up, so I want you to go ahead and explain to us exactly what's going on with that so they can get it right here on Word Sexy Radio.
You know
which,
what?
Which movie was it first, so I'll know what you're talking about.
It's not a movie. It's a trailer for my new book, Peaches and Cream.
Oh, okay.
I have seen book trailers.
Trailer.
That, Yeah, I had seen book trailers that other authors did, and it was, like, you know, very simple. They had pictures, and they would talk over the pictures, and it wasn't as theatrical as I'm used to coming from an acting background.
Right.
So I figured I would get some of my friends together, some famous, some not, and put together something really interesting to promote my new book.
Okay.
And in my book, Peaches and Cream, Peaches is about a little girl from Pittsburgh who is a hustler. She's in love with her money. She does not take no for an answer. But one of the biggest things about her is that she doesn't like to be labeled or put in a box, which means she doesn't define her sexuality. Peaches happens to be bisexual. So on the trailer, I happen to be sitting and flirting with a man, but yes, Peaches does kiss her girlfriend in the book. Well, I knew it was a risk when I did it, and I knew it was going to cause some attention. I didn't know how much attention it would cause, but I thought,
you know how it is. You know how it is now. I'm not trying to cut you off, but you know how everybody sees some shit like that. You know, they trip because they don't get the full thing, and then they put out rumors, oh, she's gay, and she's doing all this. So that's why I wanted to give you a chance to kind of explain all that, because
it was hilarious. I woke up in the morning, and I actually woke up to the girl who kissed me, who her character name is Pink Toes, right? So I've been calling her my
Pink
little
Pink Toes. A white girl. Exactly.
Okay. So I get a call in the morning, and it's like 8 o'clock, right? And I say, hello, Pink Toes. And she says, baby, oh, my God, wake up. And I was like, what's the matter? She's like, have you seen it? We're famous. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, Media Takeout has us on the, like, we're stopped and we're just kissing, and it's on their website, and over 700,000 people have looked at it, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
And that's the only part that they had of the trailer was just
Right, and I go, oh, my God. So I got nervous, you know, because I'm like, this girl has parents. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Has your mom seen it? She's like, my mom thinks it's great. And so once she told me that her mom thought it was great, I thought it was hilarious. My mom told me, my mom was like, hey, if you got to be gay, at least you picked a bad bitch. So, you know, our family isn't tripping, but yeah, it's a book trailer, and I hope more people watch it, and I hope more people call me gay, because I've been invited to, like, all the gay pride events that are coming up this year, and hopefully my book can hurry up and get out soon so that I can sell it at the events.
Right.
So
right.
The book isn't available yet.
The book is not available yet.
Now, how you get the trailer out that fast and then the book's not out? Because now everybody wants to buy. This is the time for everybody to grab the book.
Yes, but what I've learned from doing promotion on movies is that you start your press 3 months ahead of time.
Right.
So I started 3 months ahead of time, and they know that it's coming, and they're waiting for it. And what they don't know is the great feedback that I've gotten. Peaches and Cream, the movie, is becoming in development. So I think this one is going to become a full-fledged feature.
That'll be great.
All right.
Yeah, but just aside from being gay this year, I've also been married and engaged to two different men. I'm pregnant. I'm not sure if I'm pregnant by Pink Toes, my husband, or the guy I'm engaged to, and I'm doing Playboy. I'm not sure if I'm pregnant while doing Playboy or what, but in months, I guess they'll figure it all out and let me know what I am.
Well, damn. Well, you need to go ahead and write that book right there.
Right.
That one right there is hot as well.
Man.
So now, DV, now that you got all that,
man, shit.
You gonna bring
the
questions out for me, brother?
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this. Like, I grew up watching Cherry, you know what I'm saying? Like, the same age, and I grew up watching her on TV. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was one of those kids that's like, man, that's my girlfriend right there. That's her. I see us together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back when we was kids.
Oh, Cherry, I forgot to tell you. He likes to rap to women on here and try to get with them and shit.
Don't listen to Red.
Oh, well, hurry up. Don't wait. I'm sorry.
You're going to be getting that. You're going to be getting that from him. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but, you know, because I kind of grew up, and people was like, you know how it is when you kids, you know. Back when you was on Family Matters, they was like Myra or Max. I'm like Max, you know, Max Allure.
Right.
Max.
Right,
you know what
I'm saying?
It didn't matter. It was just always Max. So, you know, with that in mind, like, I know that, you know, sometimes people tend to stick together from TV shows. Sometimes they don't. With Jamie Foxworth, you know, coming out a few years saying that she was going porn, was that something that you had talked to her about, or something that y'all chatted up about? I mean, what
you know what? I'm going to tell you my true feelings about this one. Jamie did not come to me. She didn't come to anybody. Jamie was high, unfortunately, when they offered her the money, because I would advise her to do it different. I mean, let's face it, we all fucking, right? So at least
right.
Jamie got paid for it. What I
right.
thought about after, you know, they started a rumor after that I did porn, because they don't know the Family Matters girls apart. They just know it's a bunch of girls. We all got long hair, and that's about all they know. And I thought to myself after I saw my porn stuff that I supposedly did but did not do, and I said, damn, 500,000
right.
people watched to see if I did porn. I said, now who's the fool, them or me? Because if I put that on my own website and sold it $10 a pop with 500,000 people, you know how much money that is? My mama will have forgave me.
Right.
Exactly.
I would have just advised her
absolutely.
That if she wanted to do it, you know, baby, let me shoot it for you. We're going to put it on your own website, and we're going to make millions instead of thousands.
Wow.
Right.
So, you know, everybody does it. Everybody always wants to judge. You can't judge nobody because you're not in their position.
Right.
If my
right.
family, you know, needed a place to stay and something to eat and I didn't have no other way to get it, I don't know. You might be going to CherryJohnsonOnline.com. You know what I'm saying? $10 a pop.
Yeah.
You might not
right.
get just
right.
a book trailer or a trailer of my movie. You might get some good old porn if it's going to cause that much attention. That's about
right.
$5 million in one day.
Right.
Right.
So, Andy, you got any
okay.
movies coming out? Not porn, but, I mean, you know, you got some shit coming
now,
out.
No, I'm not doing the porn.
Stuff
a little bit, but
I
try not
to
call.
I saw your
huh?
Show Me book cover, and I see camel toe on that cover. So I kind of, you know, I kind of possessed you to be like,
yeah,
I'm gonna show
yeah.
some coochie on my cover, because I've seen that picture, like I've seen that stock photo, and
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody was like, you should put on your book. I'm like, I can see the outline of her coochie if
right.
I put it on the book. You know, then they like, you know, DV, you nasty. And when you
I
put
tried
on the book,
to cover
like,
it up, though. I did. We tried to cover it up.
I was like, damn, it's right there. Like, and it's got a blue background and white panties. I was like, hey, that's some shit.
Now I got to
so,
go
I mean,
the
know,
book
what,
y'all talking.
What kind of made you pick that cover out of all of, you know?
I thought it was
with
sexy.
All of, yeah.
Even though I had comments from people that said she was too skinny and black women aren't, you know, that thin.
Right.
I get
you know,
that
I heard that.
Time.
One of them said she was anorexic looking.
Which book was that one? Is that the latest
the
one?
Show
one
yeah,
the
Show Me.
Yeah, Show Me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't
that
think
you
it was
know, I mean.
I mean, it's covered up with the blue. That was the whole purpose, so it wouldn't be so, you know what I mean, provocative, because
right.
some people will complain.
Yeah, it's funny. Some people do.
I know.
And I'm sorry. I hope I'm not offending nobody, because I know I cuss a lot. I'm sorry, but I'm hoping I'm not offending no one. But I'm just
but
trying
I
to
know
get
I'm offended by that black women aren't skinny, because I get that all the time, where they say, oh, black men, you know, baby, you need to lose a couple pounds, or you need to gain a couple pounds. I have to be one of those skinny black girls. And I'm black and Puerto Rican, so I'm supposed to be thick somewhere, and I'm
right.
really not. My
right.
hands, my feet, and my hair are the biggest things on me.
Right.
But see, you're from Pittsburgh. Boo.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right. I forgive you.
Oh, hey, we'll be on that later. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying there ain't no lockout so we can get back on the field. But
exactly. Yeah.
But, yeah, black men don't know what they want. They don't know if they want you super thick. They don't know if they want you
like
thin.
Mine,
you know what
too.
I tell them? I tell them to go get a job.
Right.
But you know what? There's everybody has their preference. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There's something out there for everybody.
But whenever you meet somebody from Hollywood, there's this expectation that you're supposed
you have
to have this
to
perfect
thin.
Body, this perfect frame,
right.
these perfect tits, these perfect ass, you know,
right.
and that's the illusion that we're being presented with. So,
right.
I mean, I'm
right.
sure, you know, when you meet people, you know, just walking by, they're like, oh, I didn't imagine you looking this way. You're actually skinny. You don't have, you know, fake tits. You don't have, you know, collagen in your ass. So,
right.
I mean... That these are the things that they put in our heads. Me, I like a thick woman. I like track stars personally. If you got fat calves and the brown ass, I'm in love. That's just
oh, okay.
what it is.
So
I mean, I'm not a
my hands
woman.
Raised
I'm
over here.
Here.
My hands raised.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a titty
so.
Man.
Okay, so go ahead, Angie. I know you got something to say. Go ahead.
I said my hand is raised.
Your hand was raised.
That's
yeah.
right.
Okay. Well, whose hand
I got
is
the
raised?
Legs and the ass. That's about it.
All right,
okay.
well,
I was looking at
I'm
both
go ahead
y'all.
And grab your
both y'all fine. First, I got to go ahead and say y'all both beautiful women. So we
thank
saw
you.
That. I know that. But the thing is what I was going to ask was, you got all these books. How many books you have all together?
Who, me?
Yes.
I don't count.
I know it's over 20. How many?
It is. It's over. Plus, I write under another name, too, so I got books under another name.
Let me ask you this. Now, you said you was redoing some of your books. Is it because of leaving companies and going on your own, or what is the reason? Did you feel like you didn't get the justice that you needed through those books and putting out the products the way that you would like to have had it done? Because, you know, a lot of times when you go through mainstream publishers, you know, they make you cut out a lot of things and don't give
right.
you, you know, put what you want as far as the covers and all that. Was
right.
that an issue? Because I'm an independent publisher myself, and, you know, I got 8 books out myself, and I did them all myself, and, you know, of course, I get to do what I want because I own
right.
a damn company. But, you know, so I do what I want, so I do, you know, that's how it is. But in your case, can you kind of explain that for those who are listening that might be interested in trying to get with a mainstream publishing company or whatever, which is not a bad thing, but just to give them a little idea, not putting them down, but the reason why you decided to do what you're doing.
And I think everybody needs to experience what it's like to be the mainstream because you don't know unless you experience it. I know a lot of people have self-published and want the opportunity to be with a mainstream publisher. And then for me, I started with a mainstream, and now I'm doing more of the self-publishing. And to me, it's more of the control is the thing that I like
right.
more than anything.
Right.
You know, I can write what
right.
I want to write instead of writing what somebody wants me to write. That was the biggest
right.
thing for me. It's just to have that control. Now I have control over everything, from the cover to what the contents, you know, whatever I want to do, how much I charge for the book. You know, it's just a bigger market. And then now that I've already made a name for myself and now I'm self-publishing, I'm making more money self-publishing than I did when I was with the mainstream publishers.
It's better than giving up that 75%, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, now I get to keep. Well, you know, when you're with publishing houses, you know, it's a big difference. Now I get to keep the 70%, you know what I mean, instead of giving them the 70%.
Exactly.
So it makes a big difference.
You've been publishing with J.M., who I've had on the show, and he's a phenomenal brother, great brother to work with.
Yeah, I met him twice.
So my thing is what is your experience that you're getting from doing it through his company? Because I know he's a little different than most of the mainstream companies with a new publishing company, you know, his own company. What experience did you get from that?
My experience is really good. JM also is definitely giving me all the tools that I need to move along and do it myself later on. He asked me why I would want to come to him when we started our relationship instead of doing it myself, and I told him because I didn't know anything about the literary world. And I honestly didn't have time at that point to take on another job. I was in the middle of producing a film. And,
right.
you know, I do whatever pays me.
Right.
I'm a hustler,
right.
but I like the right now money. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Not necessarily the long money. I was not going to stop producing or acting to put out my books. And I knew that if I didn't have JM as a stepping stone, you know, to start getting my books out there and to teach me the literary game, that I probably wouldn't do it for about 5 or 6 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But any question
I have,
he does answer.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No. I was just saying, any question I have, he answers, and he's walked me through the whole process.
And it's amazing that you went that route instead of going to, like, a Simon & Schuster or a Kensington or something like that. I mean, because a lot of times, I know a lot of those companies probably would want to bring someone, especially with your background and all that, in. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's a company that has started in the last 5 years or more, and it's doing great. But you chose to go that route.
The reason why I chose that route is because I originally had reached out to them, and they get back to you, but they get back to you through emails. You can call, and it's like this whole cat and mouse game trying to get in touch with somebody. JM called you back. And he was always
right.
available when I had a question, and
right.
he didn't limit my time with him. If I had 50 questions, he'd stay on the line for 50 questions. With them,
yeah,
with
him.
The bigger
public,
they don't have time for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want to be under somebody's wing who doesn't have time to take my phone call. It's not a comfortable feeling.
Right.
You know,
right.
if I call you and you can't call me for 3 weeks, what kind of relationship is that?
Right.
Right.
I'd rather call you and you call me back within an hour or two.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, in the literary world, it doesn't happen too often.
Not unless you sell millions of books.
Right. I was going to say, unless you are selling them their top seller, it's not happening. Because now, with the market the way it is, one editor might have, you know, 40 authors under her. And unless you're her top author, or she has your book and it's getting ready to be released, you know, those getting those calls back, it just seems to take a while.
Right.
Okay, I got a question for Cherry.
Go ahead.
All right, being an erotic author, I know the taboo and the stigma attached to doing what we do. So when you created this bisexual character in Peaches, what was your motivation behind it? I mean, because you already know that once you say she's been, you know, I said she's been stigmatized. So all of a sudden, it's not only is it a black book, but it's black erotica. And so now you basically chop your focus with the people who, you know, the potential customers by, who knows, 50-60%. So why would you tackle a genre like this one?
Because it's a genre I've never got a chance to tackle before. Even though I did a black show like Family Matters, let's face it, it didn't stay on because of black people. It stayed on because of white people. Like, I've been told in auditions, and my managers have been told, you know, she's just not that black. She's kind of the best black white girl in Hollywood. They don't consider me black Hollywood. Which I'm grateful for. I'm more what they call mainstream. I don't get invited to the Black Hollywood events. You know, they're not auditioning me for games TV shows like The Game. Like, they just don't call me in. They'll call in, you know, a Making Good, I can't think of the other beautiful girl's name right now. But I'm not the actress of choice for black things. I'm the actress of choice for an all-white thing when they want the black girl. So I figure, you know what, how can we shock the hell out of people, and how can I get people to stop calling me that little girl from Punky Brewster? I know, kiss a bad white bitch. It'll gain national attention from people who never paid you attention before. And so far, it's working.
God damn, that's what you do.
I gotta do. Am I the only person here ain't seen this damn trailer? I'm serious.
I was watching it just a minute ago.
Yeah, you're the only one, because I'm gonna tell you, you need to check it out, brother. I mean, it's like I said, Cherry's doing a lot of stuff, and when that thing came out, man, they had that shit all over the damn everywhere, saying that she was gay and she was this is her real lover, and you know, instead of going with what it was really about, they took the damn trailer and fixed it where it was just a kiss. You know, a lot of stuff, man, was going on behind it because, like I said, you know, the TMZs and all that stuff, they want to make news and they want to get people involved or whatever,
they
and they come up with
everything.
Right.
I'm thankful for them because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even have known about it, period, if it wasn't for the TMZ, the media takeout, and the 100 other gossip sites that picked it up and put it out all in one day.
Right.
Who knows? I might have to kiss her again.
But when you do, let us know so that we can make sure we got it on the show. Matter of fact, we could have had her on here with us.
Hey,
we
give me tickets.
I won't buy
tickets. I might as well see it live. I mean, damn it all.
I know that's right. You know, just
we might
do
have
that.
To do it at a book signing. I might have to bring Peaches, Pink Toes to the book signing with me, sit her on my lap, and, you know, big pimpin.
So wait,
$15 for the book,
about
$5 to watch the kiss.
How does the hubby / your fiance feel about all this?
I mean, I don't know because I'm not engaged or married, so
okay.
Or
all that was
I'm
rumors,
still looking
man,
for
what
him.
She was talking about. Right.
Okay.
All
yeah.
that stuff was
and the hubby
but,
and
let me ask you. Go ahead and say your statement, and then I'm gonna ask another question.
Say,
go ahead.
The hubby / fiance were two different people, so that'd be two different men I was asking. Hey, how do you feel about me being
right.
gay? I'm sure both
well,
of them would love it.
Yeah, they. As long as you're not a male gay, or you know, like a male-looking gay person, I guess they would, or lesbian or whatever. I guess they'd be happy about it. I mean, it's weird how, I guess our society is. If it's two feminine women that are, they can be lesbian or bisexual or whatever. But if they both look good and they don't have the male look, everybody's all into that. Or the men. But then
right.
if one of them looks like a, excuse me, if one of them looks like a guy, then they're like, they don't want that shit, you know.
Right.
It's amazing. But, Angie, I was going to ask you. Now, most of the genres of stuff that you do, right, is it, I know you do a lot of writing, different stuff. Is most of it erotic, or is a lot of it just different types of things? I mean.
Yeah, I do a little different because I like variety.
Right.
I have the erotica, I have the, you know, romance, I have the romantic suspense, and then I have, you know, the straight fiction as well. without the romantic element in the
story.
But
what do you like about, what do you like the most out of all the genres that you can definitely be in? Which one do you like the most?
I like keeping it real. I like being everyday, you know, shit that goes on. I don't like always doing this happy love story.
Right.
You know, I do it because my readers love it. So, you know, I continue to give them what they want. But I like doing writing that off-the-wall crazy shit. That's my favorite.
I hear you. Because I like, you know, I'm an erotic writer myself, so I don't know if you guys ever read any of my stuff. But I tell you what, I get out there and I write that shit, and I put it out there like it is, and I make it believable. And, you know, it's just, you know, I get tired of people coming to me telling me how much is this me and all that. I know y'all get those questions. So how many times do people come up to you and ask you how much is this is you and how much isn't you?
I get that asked that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Every day.
You get that too, right?
Every day. And I tell them, Ashley, in Around the World Twice, I'll admit it, Ashley is 90% me, 10% a character to make her a little bit more interesting.
Okay.
Is that the truth? I don't know, but it sounds good. It makes them interesting, so.
I know that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me get the fans a chance here. If you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we do it live and real here. And we have Miss Angie Daniels and we have Miss Cherry Johnson as our guests tonight. And they have their books and they're talking about their books. And we're going to give them a chance also to be able to tell you how to get their books and where you can, you know, if you want to have them in for a book signing or whatever you want to do, because I know they're traveling the world and they're going to get to you. You just got to make sure you get where they are. And they talking real on this show because that's what we do on here. All right. Now, I don't even know what to ask next because both of y'all are so phenomenal women and y'all got y'all things going on. And I've been kind of keeping up with both of you. And like I said, I watch Cherry a lot on TV and stuff like that. And she's been on the show before. She was on last year when she did her first book. And I always like to invite people that's been on the show, if they want to come back, always let me know, and you definitely have a spot to come back and talk about new things that you're doing. And Angie, you just have a lot of stuff going on out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now that you're doing the self-published thing, I think that you're really getting into it. So are you adding things that wasn't added before to your books that you're now putting out in the e-books?
Some of them. If I felt there was something missing from the book originally, then yes. But some of them are just fine the way they were. I got one book that I even removed stuff because I thought it was too much.
Wow, really? Damn, too much shit? Which one was that?
Too much.
I can go look at it and...
No, when I say too much shit, I mean like the pace was too slow.
So, oh, okay,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Things.
Yeah, you know, I've grown with my writing as I've, you know, been doing this.
And you should.
And some
Everybody
of the newer
should,
stuff,
yeah.
You know, now I read it and I'm thinking, oh, my God, did I write that?
Right,
so you
right,
have a tendency
right.
of re-editing your work if you take the time and look at it again.
Right.
Okay. So, okay, Cherry.
Yes,
you said
sir.
You got a new this peaches and cream thing. I'm interested in that shit, man. Damn. So that's gonna be a movie, I'm sure. And are you gonna play the lead character and shit? Or are you gonna
in
let somebody else do it or what?
It's time. It will be a movie. I think I have to play Peaches. I think I'm gonna produce, but I think it'll only be right, you know, if Cherry plays Peaches.
Well, you got to play her because I want to see you in action and shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Me?
I mean, I've seen you in action in your other stuff, but I want to see your fine ass doing some crazy ass
baby,
shit. You know?
Peaches is in a whole different light than you've ever seen me before. You know, I had my first sex scene in a movie called Dead Tone. Right.
Okay.
So people really tripped out about that a little bit. And then I got
really?
A little super sexy in my film I Did. But Peaches takes it a step further, and I think it's, you know, it's only right. I give the audience kind of what they've been looking for.
Well, that's what we want to see. That's what we want to see. I mean, you know, we want to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? No, go ahead. Now, Angie, I know you got, have anybody ever approached you with some of yours? I'm sure your books, because they're good.
No, I haven't. You know, really.
No,
I've had people that have asked, but but nothing's ever happened. I mean, I have my agent now who has a book that's going to be coming out soon, and she's, you know, already trying to shop movies for it. So, you know, hopefully in the near future, but right now, no. Not yet.
Well, are you interested in that?
I am. Yeah, I think my In the Company of My Sister series is a straight-up movie. I mean, I've had so many people say that. I see it as a movie. So hopefully somebody out there sees this one, too.
Okay. Well, you know, movies is kind of what I do now. So you done sparked my interest a little bit. We might have to talk off the air later.
Yeah, that'd be great.
There you go. See, that's another thing that I like on this show is we collaborate with people and we do things. You know, people can talk and then get together and work some shit out. That's what we do. That's why I like doing this show. I mean, I love writing. I love writing about erotica. I love writing about people fucking and all that shit. But I just love when everybody comes together and they work out and help each other. Because that's what's wrong, I think, in the literary game as far as black people go. Mm-hmm. We too busy stepping on each other. I mean, everybody can read
that's
a
right.
book. I mean, hell, if they read your book, they got time to read mine. They can read the next one. Why
right.
do we always got to step on each other and say, damn, don't read hers, but read mine.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't get that.
That's one of the reasons why I don't know if you remember my synopsis on Around the World Twice. It talks about the fact that we have this crab in the barrel mentality and we don't have true friendships and unconditional love anymore.
That's
and the
right.
book is based off of two women who have unconditional love and this really tight friendship. One of the women happens to be famous. She lives in Los Angeles and she's an actress. And the other woman happens to live in the projects back east. And the one who's famous gets this opportunity to write books. She gets a book deal. And instead of writing it herself, she wants to help her friend uplift herself and her life. She goes back and she says, hey, Lily, why don't you write this book with me? And it shows how one little opportunity, instead of paying a phone bill or buying her a pair of shoes or taking her on vacation, but giving her the same opportunity that she has, changes Lily's life forever.
Oh,
right.
So that,
right.
that was
DZ, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Can you hear me?
Okay, I got you. Okay. Go ahead, Cherry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. And I said I did it as a teaching tool. And what I really did was when I got the opportunity, I went back to my friend Kathy Scott, who is a single mother of four, and I said, hey, girl, you want to write a book with me? And she said yes. And it has taken her life to another level, which I'm thankful for. So I was hoping that I could, you know, show a good example in the black community. There is room for all of us, and we would be doing so much better as a whole, as people, if we would stick together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I'm so tired of all this crab shit. I mean, even with the president and all that, you know, it's crazy how everybody is acting the way they do, and all that shit was instilled from the Willie Lynch letter and all this stuff back in the day, and I know I'm going into history stuff, but you know, it's just crazy. Why can't we get out of that?
Right.
Because look at the power and talent that we have. This country is built on our backs and a lot of the stuff that black people have brought to this country to make it what it is. Even the asses and shit that these damn white people got now. Because, hell, without the mixed blood, motherfuckers wouldn't have no ass and titties and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I seen Paul Mooney last night. That's why I'm talking about that. But anyway, he was in town, and I got to see him and everything. But anyway, we just need to just kind of take a look at that and try to start helping each other, stop trying to step on everybody. What you think?
Right.
I think instead of being so, like, we're just, like, not proactive. You know, there's a stupid new game out, and it's called Planking, and it started in Australia, and it didn't become big. It didn't become big until some kid planked on a balcony and fell off and died. So black people have turned it into their own issue. They're like, white people got that, and they're planking, and it's what they did to the slaves when they brought over them in the slave ship. This game was started by kids in Australia who were not thinking about no slaves.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So black people are so busy with this whole I'm a victim mentality than trying to change it and become heroes for themselves. Like, they rather spend time and down this guy. I done planked. I planked on a bull. I planked on top of a big screen TV. It's a game, and it's silly, and it's funny. It's nothing for black people to feel victimized about, because it would start by kids who don't even know about slaves. Like, I'm not saying forget your past, because that's the only way you're going to do better in the future. But if all you do is hold on to your past and sit around and talk about what you're going to do one day instead of getting up and doing it, you're not helping yourself or nobody else.
Right.
We need to stop being victims.
Okay, because I'm going to be real with you. I'm glad you enlightened me on this shit, because I keep getting Facebook stuff where they got little babies planking on top of microwaves. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's like, I wouldn't do this shit. But
I don't even know what planking is.
That's what I'm saying. Can y'all explain,
you know,
I don't invest any time in it.
And it's college kids, and first of all, grown-ass people don't need to be doing it. Well, I have a goddaughter. My goddaughter wrote me on Twitter, Mommy, don't ever do that again. She was so embarrassed
that
her friend.
What is can y'all explain what planking is?
Planking is like when you lay face down playing dead. and you take pictures. The thing is, it's not really about laying face down and being dead. It's just doing something silly, and then you put it on the internet, and they try to see who has the most extreme pictures.
Right. Like, I saw a bunch of strippers. Like, I saw a bunch of strippers flanking. I'm like, okay, they got fat asses, and they laying straight. I don't get it. You know, so I thought maybe I was slow.
No, but it's like how many – I'm not a stripper, so that would be funny to me because there's no way that I'm going to get with a bunch of strippers, take my clothes off, and lay like I'm dead anywhere. You know, just like
right.
I'm planking on a bull. I have a friend who's 300 pounds, and he plays football, and he is planking across the seats in Southwest, like on the airplane.
Wow.
You know if the pilot and the stewardesses saw that, they'd be pissed off and wanting him to get down off the seat.
Man, his ass be planking in the jail cell.
Right, and that's what it is. It's just like a bunch of kids doing
and
stuff.
And I'm lost on
defiant,
that one. I don't know that.
Yeah, me too.
Rebellious.
Wow. Okay, well, we got about 19 minutes. I don't know why this 90 minutes seemed to have went by so fast.
Yeah, that was
quick. It was quick. I think I got some time taken from me or something. But anyway, what I want to do is give you guys a chance right now to kind of talk about how they can get your books and where you're going to be, where you're going to be doing book signings or anything like that that's coming up. And, you know, whoever wants to go first is fine with me.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay, well, I will be doing a film in North Carolina for the next 2 months. I'm doing a film called The Leash, and great guys like Omar Gooding is in it, Khalil Kane, Antoine Tanner.
Ooh,
we might be
is
getting
it an open set? Let's see, North Carolina is, what, an hour for me?
It's not an open set, but I'm not only acting, I'm producing. So, honey, you can be my guest anytime.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So I'm going to try to set up some book signings while I'm down there. My family is originally from Whitesville, North Carolina, so I'm trying to give some cacky-lacky love for the next 2 months.
Okay.
I know that's right. Hey, let me know about that. I might have to fly my ass down there one day.
Yeah, because I'll make a drive.
I definitely will. It'll be a lot of fun, you guys. I'm working with Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
Like, we've got some great guys and some great names on an action cast. It's like a
Damn.
Straight action flick. So I'll be in North Carolina. You can catch it there. If you're nowhere close to North Carolina, never fret. I am available on Kindle, Around the World Twice, and Two Different Walks of Life. Also, you can pick up the hardbacks on Amazon.com. I'm in Books A Million and tons of other bookstores across the country. If they don't have me on your shelf, simply ask them to order for you, and they will.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I always encourage people to do that, especially when we can't find black books on the shelves. Always ask them to order it. And don't order one, order two. Take one, and then the other one, they'll be forced to put it on the shelf. So that's a good way to get people's books in the store. As for me, the same thing, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. Borders, as we know, possibly is getting ready to close. Otherwise, I'd say go to Borders. And, of course, Amazon, you can find me, Nook, Kindle.
Right.
I'm there.
Okay. So are you not doing any book signings?
I'm not doing anything right now. I'm not a book signing person, you know. But I do them if people ask me to do it. I do a lot of events is what I do. A lot of book clubs will invite me down, and I'll do, you know, events like that.
I've been promoting this deal. We got 17 minutes. I've been promoting this thing that's coming up in St. Louis, and Tanisha's probably going to kick my ass because I've been trying to invite every damn artist I had on my show if they want to come. To Fall in the Books Literary Conference down in St. Louis is going to be there September 16th to the 18th. We're trying to get all erotic authors down that we can to talk shit because nothing wrong with the other genres. They great, but they always seem to get more than us. So we want to get down there and talk all this shit and say, look, yeah, we write erotica. We got this going on. We're going to do an erotica thing. So I'm telling everybody about it. And if y'all got time, I know Cherry probably don't have no time because she's going to do some filming. But, you know, if you got time, it's in September. If y'all got time for a break, come on down for that weekend. Check it out. They'll be damn surprised.
I might have to make it to St. Louis because I'm friends with the guys from the St. Lunatics. In fact, I just left a lot of them this weekend in Indianapolis, and they have this new Moscato that you guys need to drink. If you drink, it's called Freaky Moscato.
I love Moscato, girl. That's my favorite drink.
Oh, I drink it. Where's that?
Okay.
What's the name of it?
They're based out of St. Louis. It's called Freaky Moscato, and their
Moscato.
Little tagline is, instead of getting drunk, why not get freaky? And
these
boys
love
told me, they said, don't drink the whole bottle. Well, an hour and a half later, when we got downstairs and we were ready to walk to the club, I had the bottle in my hand. And they said, who drank that? I said, I did. They said, girl, you going to get drunk. I said,
did you
I ain't getting drunk. I'm getting freaky. So,
but did you remember, though?
Yeah, I remember. I remember everything. And you know what? I woke up, no hangover, no anything. So
okay.
I'm going to come to St. Louis, and I'm going to bring the boys from Freaky Moscato with me.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to be looking for you.
I remember that.
And have them give away some samples and stuff.
That's what I'll be looking for.
Freaky Moscato.
You heard that, right?
I'll be in St. Louis in 2 weeks, so I'm going to go find me some Freaky Moscato.
And if you can't find it, there's a website, and it's like freakymoscato.com, and you can actually look them up. Hold on, I'm going to look for their
card. I found it. It's called Drink Freaky.
There you go.
Drink Freaky.
BB, you still
there? And it's really... I'm
yeah,
not just trying
here,
to promote my homie's alcohol, but it was really good. Like, I was shocked, and I'm proud, because
okay.
it's owned by a black person instead of
all
just,
right.
you know.
Well, now I'm a support fan. Thank you.
You got your questions, man? We got about 14 minutes, man. I think you can probably throw at least tentative questions out to them, to these ladies, and let them kind of put their little thing out. First of all, Angie, I didn't even ask, are you married?
Yes.
Okay.
Today, anyway.
Is your husband listening? Oh, today?
No,
well,
you sound asleep.
You know, we got some questions. I don't know if your husband's listening to the show, but we don't want to do
he's
that.
Asleep.
I'm gonna tell you, Red. Like,
you can ask me. Any, like, you could ask me even if he was awake. So go ahead.
No, okay. Like I have.
What would you
like,
hear him say? You ain't got your
usually
question.
What I do, like when that, no, I usually like ask people 10 questions right off the top of my head. You know.
Well, go ahead.
Like,
what's
this,
the problem?
No, but this weekend, like I flew out of town to do a book signing. And, like, I met with some groups of people. And I like to have these questions in advance. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and do them when I get back in town. I didn't get back into town until, like, 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then I went straight to work. So I didn't really get to think about the stuff that I had to do. And so I was like, damn, now, you know, I was actually upset that I didn't get these questions because I had them in my head. I ain't writing them down.
So,
I ain't writing them down. I ain't get to think about
it. Are you telling me that you're not ready, man?
Yeah, that's what he's telling me.
I ain't gonna say like
pretty
that.
Much.
Are you telling me you ain't
like
ready?
That.
Are you telling me you ain't ready?
I'd rather just say I am unprepared.
I had to give you the Batman sounder on that one. But anyway, that's cool. I tell you
now,
what, can you just make up questions, 3 questions for these ladies? They got 13 minutes.
Like,
I know
hey,
you come
okay.
off. You can shoot from the damn
head. Give me a few minutes, then. Give me a few minutes.
Okay, I'll give you 2 minutes. Why he's trying to get these damn questions?
I said a few, man.
Ready.
A few is more than 2.
What?
A couple is 2.
Okay, a few minutes. He said a few.
Well,
I thought he said 2. Okay, basically what it is, these questions are questions about different things that you would like or dislike as far as a sexual encounter or something of that nature. He's going to ask you, and you have to give a one-answer back. And it's just,
a
one-word
answer?
It was used, a one-word answer. And what we usually do is usually use in the beginning of the show to kind of break the ice, let everybody know that we cool and you can talk all the shit you want and ain't nobody going to judge you on the show and all that shit. That's all. But since DV didn't have it together today,
just put me out there like that. He just put me out there.
DV was
man,
working hard. He was working hard. I can't say he didn't have it together because he's usually squared away. So since he was slacking a little bit, I don't know how to say that. I mean, he just didn't have a question. He's going to have a couple of them for y'all in a few minutes before, you know, hopefully. But
okay, well, then, can I ask the question since y'all not ready
there
to
you
ask?
Go.
Sure can. I'm
there
still
you
young.
Go.
I'm still
yes,
exploring
you can.
Myself and trying to get
uh-huh.
into life. Red Snapper, can I ask you a question?
Ask.
Now, what I've noticed is I was told over this weekend having a conversation, it's me and 15 guys in the tour bus, right? And we're
uh-huh.
traveling around to little kids' camps, and you know, wherever you put a bunch of boys in the room, they start talking about
uh-huh.
sex. They were
right.
having this whole conversation about squirting. Some talked about
oh,
how they
yeah.
loved women that squirt, and some actually talked about how they were scared.
Oh, they were scared. You mean the women or
they
the guys?
No, the guys are scared of women that squirt. Like, it just freaks them
because,
out. It makes them...
Because a lot of these guys, I'm going to tell you what I get out of that. I love women that squirt because I'm a pussy-eating motherfucker. But anyway, when women do that, to me, it's a special skill because it's using, you know, working with the G-spot and getting the woman to be able to be relaxed enough because it's going to feel like she thinks she's peeing, but she's not.
Mm-hmm.
She's really just having an orgasm. So once they get used to knowing that that's what it is, then they can do it. As far as the guys being scared, them they probably don't get down there and do nothing anyway. So my
like,
thing is, go ahead, DV. I know you got to answer on that one too. Come on.
You know what it is, man? Like, there's women out there that do Kegel exercises. If y'all don't know, you know,
oh,
it helps strengthen, you know, the wall, you know, your walls. You know what I'm saying? Stuff to help you Gucci be tight. You know, shit like that.
But I like that, though.
Like,
I love making a woman do that shit. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Like when women,
I
like I've had women squirt, and it, you know, it feels nasty, but you get used to it, you know,
man.
What
the fuck
you because when you first get to it, it's like, damn, she this one peed on my chest, and it's warm. You know, that's not cool the first time out.
It is cool.
Really,
I'm saying,
what it is.
I didn't
you don't know
what's
gonna happen. No, when you realize, as a man, when you realize what it is, it's like a trophy. It's like an achievement. But when you first,
man, shit, I love
like,
that shit.
But when you first get to it, this shit is strange. You're like, oh, nah, that's all warm on my balls. I don't like that.
It's nice to know that you are a squirter. So I think if you are one, it's good to kind of give the guy, especially if he's a connoisseur like I am, to just let him know,
yeah,
hey, I'm a squirter. I'll probably be like, damn, you one of them? Oh, let's go. Let's
but
do
you
this
can't,
shit. Cause,
you know. As a woman, I can't necessarily say I'm a squirter. I can say I have squirted, but it depends on who my partner has been. Everybody can't
right.
make me squirt.
Absolutely.
Well, that's
so
true.
I can,
that's true.
I can give out
true.
A warning. If done right, you might get wet. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
I can't.
There you go. I like that, though. There you go. That's what you got to do. But as far as guys running from that, I just think that they just, either they don't want nobody to know that they like it, or they're just trying to act like, or they never experienced it. You see what I'm saying? So they'll say all this shit in front of their boys and shit.
No,
crazy.
The thing is, black people, like, black dudes don't talk. We don't talk. When we talk about sex, we just talk about how we broke somebody down. We don't get into the intimate parts of sex. And as black people, we typically don't talk about sex. So when we talk about women squirting, there's a whole generation of people who don't know what the hell that means. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when it happens, or if it happens, all of a sudden they're like, all of a sudden, they're like, I know this bitch ain't just pee all over my chest. Ugh, all over my face.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
so that's what it
yeah,
is.
Okay.
But when there's that knowledge and that understanding, you know, it's a lot better. Pat yourself on the back for that
okay.
shit.
Yeah. Well, I think we might have a question. I'm not sure. I'm gonna see if this person with the 773 area code has a question.
Ooh, I hope it's not one of my readers. Oh, Lord. Okay, go ahead.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. My name is Maylin. I'm calling from Chicago. I'm just listening. I'm actually shocked. I don't have any questions, but I just want to say hello to everybody and say hi, Cherry.
What's up, homegirl? How you doing? That's one of my
hi.
readers.
Okay,
I don't know why
you're
shocked.
No, I guess I wasn't. Well, you know what? I guess I shouldn't be shocked with you. That's what I like about you because, you know, you're just straightforward. So it's like you either take it or leave it.
Right.
If you heard Word Sexy Radio before, you know we get the fuck off on this show. We just talk.
Right.
It just comes out. Right.
Hey, it's life.
Right.
But the thing is, I'm just as far as your book and, you know, because I called before and I had to call back. But the thing is, with your book and, you know, people and the rumors and things like that, whatever, just keep doing you and
right.
let people say and think what they want. I mean, it's really none of their business what you are. I mean, if you are, I still don't love you unless, you know, but whatever.
Well,
some people just have anything better to do, so whatever.
I've been told whether it's acting or not, if you kiss a girl and you liked it, you're bi. So, hey, I'm bi.
Oh, really?
Okay,
so you like it, so you come
but
to terms and say that you're bi.
You know what? I didn't even realize that I liked it.
I didn't realize that I liked it so much.
Until 700,000 people talked about it, and then I was like, oh, I like this shit. My book.
Oh, wow.
Right,
well, you know
what?
And not only that, I'm the type of person, you know, hey, if they want to talk, I'll give them something to talk about. I mean, hey, you know, whatever. What the heck? They already talking. Give them something else to talk about. Whatever.
Exactly.
Right.
If that's what they want to get off on, hey, you know. Because, I mean, nobody is, I mean, I'm non-judgmental, you know, and nobody has the right to judge anyway but God. So, because they
don't
have a heaven or hell to put you in.
When my mother told me I chose a bad bitch, then I was cool. I just got to make sure that, you know, if I decide to do it again, it's got to be a bad bitch. My mama gave me a
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. Maybe next time you might want to go see Hollywood, huh? I mean, well,
okay.
You never know.
I definitely will, because Peaches and Cream, it will be a movie. So.
I know that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do
you have any more movies
watch
coming
it
out
if
then?
It was called. I would damn sure watch if it was called Peaches Is Creaming. I watched that shit like yesterday. Hell yeah.
I don't know.
as long as it's not porno. We don't want it to, I mean, porn is good. I like porn. Don't get me wrong, but we just don't want it to be straight up porn. We want this shit to be a damn movie that's got some acting in it and just have some good ass sex too. What's wrong with having
that? I'm not ready for the straight-up porno yet. I think that's, you know, I don't know if I ever graduate. That's like going to get your double master's or something, you know.
Right.
I'm not.
You don't?
Like I said, I have my book out now called Seductive Company that I did with Sexy India. And I tell you what, I don't know. She's giving that book to some directors. I don't know what they're going to do with it. But, you know, she used to be a porn star in the 90s. She's a big-time porn star back then, and she's on the cover. And, of course, everybody's, like, asking questions, and, you know, did I do her and all this shit? No, I did not. But the thing is, you know, they want to know what's up with her and all that. So, you know, if that's going to sell you books or whatever, then you got to do what you got to do because the brand is you anyway, not the book. But
absolutely,
you just need to do what you got to do to get it out there. So, you know, I mean, I ain't saying go against your grain, but, you know, whatever it's going to do that you can live with. Right.
Hey, I don't think that I'm going to go to hell because I kissed a girl. I'm sorry. I just don't think God thinks like that. So.
Well,
right.
You know, just as long as you repent, you're fine. But, yeah.
I didn't apologize. I'm not and I'll tell God when I get there, yo, you going to let me in or not, homie, because I'm not apologizing for that one. Like, I don't
know
that
right.
Like
and, you know, so you look good, though.
King Kong
balls
right there.
Cherry,
you got King Kong fucking balls.
I'm
like, I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Right,
I'm not,
me
I'm
too.
I can only apologize if I did something to hurt somebody. Or I did something that was really offensive, but I kissed a girl. You know what I'm saying? If that's the worst thing I did in my life,
like
get over it.
Damn.
What, did I kiss the girl?
No,
I kissed
you
the
just,
girl.
Like, it's
girl.
Just how you say it. You're like, I kissed the girl. Like,
I kissed the girl.
Because, you know what?
Okay.
You don't hear a lot of black women say shit like that. You know, just outright.
No, you really don't. That's what's stripped out. Right. It's like, but then again, like I said, I know Cherry, she's an open book. So, I mean, you either like it or you don't. You take it or leave it. Whatever.
You know, that's all right. But you know something, I just want to, and I hate to end this because I love when I have great interviews like this going on. But what I'm going to do right now is, you know, this is good. But I thank you both for coming on the show. And you have a home here on Word Sexy Radio. We will definitely be keeping up with y'all. And whenever you got something new coming up, all you got to do is contact me on Facebook. Let me know what's up and we'll get you on. That's not
okay.
A problem.
Okay.
Website. So, Angie, everybody at Angie. And Cherry, you know the deal, so you know don't be playing with me. You
thank
you know when you
got
coming out, you let
look,
me know.
You know I
even
got
if it's
I got
movies
about
or whatever.
Two projects. I got about two
okay.
projects that come out every year, and I'm coming back. I'm starting to feel like Word Sexy is. You know, I can get sex advice. I can promote
somebody
myself. Somebody
breathe hard as fuck.
There you go.
Yeah,
and
man, who the hell
is
breathing hard?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I never heard that.
Like,
breathing
hard.
Somebody getting excited on the phone?
Right. I talked about the word and the girl. They doing the most
damn.
Up there.
That's crazy. You know, that's crazy, man. Shit, I don't know what to say on that one. But, okay.
Breathing too damn well.
But like I said, girls, y'all, ladies, y'all can definitely come back. I like having people that like to come back on the show and enjoy themselves on the show because I try to give, and DV, we try to give a show that you can be comfortable and you ain't got to be all tight and all this and worry about what you say and it's going to get back out to somebody. I mean, people talk about the show, but they come back and they listen. They like it. So
right.
You're welcome to come back anytime you want to. Talk about kissing a girl or sucking somebody's dick. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about it here on Word.
I just want to hear somebody say,
right.
I rub your balls.
Hey, there you go,
Not you, Red. I don't want you saying that, Nick. Like, I rub your
I
balls.
I ain't saying no shit like that. Come on, man. You know I ain't doing that, but I'm going to let Michael Jackson take us out with his Invincible Break of Dawn. And y'all, we'll talk
ball.
To y'all soon.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll be in touch.
Alone, but how could love be? people say, what we have is not a game. Oh, I'll never let you go. Come and go. Just enough to make sweet love till the break of